بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، اللذين دي برادرز، the day of Jumu'ah is the happiest day for a believer in the week. Sayyidul Ayyam. The day of Jumu'ah is the master, the leader of all the days. The happiest day, most enjoyable day. The day where we carry out the most enjoyable amal of Durood Sharif. So the day to enjoy, to celebrate, we find the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have a ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, to apply itar, to use the miswak, to come early to the masjid, engage in Durood Sharif. So the happiest day of a believer every week is the day of Jumu'ah. And to add to the joy of the day of the Jumu'ah is that now we'll experience the joyous moment and occasion of nikah also. So joy upon joy, we say nurun ala nur. Ya Allah Ta'ala, make this nikah a most joyous nikah in the obedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is enjoyable. There's delight, there's enjoyment in there, there's relish in there. This will happen when we learn iman. When iman will be learned, that we do everything on the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is a nikah in the masjid, and when it comes to nikah and our a'mal, وَمِن كُلِّ شِنْ خَلَقَنَا زَوْجِينَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Our sharia is complete. Beautiful, easy, aysar, ajmal, ashal, most beautiful, most easy, akmal, perfect. Everything in our deen is absolutely perfect, the most perfect way, the most beautiful way. Unfortunately, our 5-star means away from the sunnah. Sunnah is 10-star. How to live like a mu'min, how to live like an ummati, this is 10-star. How to design our home like the home of sahaba, spacious home but simple. Nikah also, inna ma'azama nikah barakatan aysaruhu ma'una. The best of nikahs, full of barakat, power pack, is that nikah which is closest to the sunnah. Least amount of expenditure and enjoyment. As one person says, that when it comes to wealth and israf, it will make you comfortable, it won't bring you happiness. Wealth will make you comfortable, won't make you happy. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was the most happiest person, but in the gham of the ummah also. Always smiling, but da'imul fikra, had the fikr in the heart. When he went home, he would be smiling. So the difference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in everything we made an opposite, male and female. Zawjain, made a male and a female to understand that they are opposites. If it's not this, then it'll be that. There is no nur, there is no light, then there will be zulmat and darkness. Is it obedience? Then most probably it will be disobedience. If it is not submitting to the command of Allah, then it will be breaking the command of Allah. If it is not adopting the sunnah, then it will be opposing the sunnah. There is no vacuum in a person's life. Who is a believer? The one that submits. What is the command of Allah now? I believe. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, I believe. Allah is addressing the believers, that's a royal address. And Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. That will be read in the khutbah of nikah also. Our ears and hearts should open up, Allah is addressing me. This is a royal address. That this amanu belongs to you because you believe in Allah. The taqaza and the demand of amanu will be, Ya Allah, what is your command? I submit. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Remember the time his Rabb said to him, O Ibrahim, submit. أَسْلَمْتُ. He said, Ya Allah, I submitted. لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Not to the Rabb of my desires that have become my Rabb, but the Rabb of the Alameen of the universe. Ya Allah, I submitted to you. Even my nafs, my desires belong to you. You are the Rabb of it. I submit to you and not to what I want to do. If there is no iman, then we can understand what will be the opposite. There is no iman, there is iman, then it's iman. There is no iman, then it's the opposite of iman. There is no belief, there will be disbelief. So when it comes to nikah, the first ingredient is that I'm performing nikah because I have iman. It is a command of Allah. The difference between our nikah in the masjid, certainly in the masjid, it will be somewhere else. But just to activate our niyats, my dear brothers, why am I making nikah? If I am already married, it's never late to make the correct intention. For every salah we're making niyat. When it comes to nikah, for us to understand, every day is a new niyat, a new intention for my nikah, because it's a challenge every day. Nobody has mastered the art of nikah as yet. As the ulama say, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easier than recognizing your wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is straightforward, alhamdulillah. Allah says, Tubu ila Allah jami'an. Ayyuhal mu'minun la'allakum tuflihun. O believers, all together, make tawbah. Yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Allah ta'ala says, you make tawbah, I will forgive you. And all your gunas will be deleted. There's no record of it whatsoever. Forgiven and forgotten. That's ma'rifat of Allah. I know my Allah. Allah, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Allah says, maaf. Allah deletes it himself. Four witnesses against a person on the day of Qiyamah, when he'll make guna, the earth, his limbs, and the scribes. All these will bear witness against him. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala says, delete it, no record. Tell the wife, I'm sorry. Don't know. Maybe forgiven, but not forgotten. Very complex. No one has mastered the art. That's why they say nobody has a PhD in nikah. PhD, they say Urdu pera hua dimag. Person who got married, uska dimag pera hua ho gaya. Mind went upside down. But they say to put that PhD correct, that pera hua dimag, to put it straight, PhD pehla hamara deen. Pehla hamara deen. Put my deen first. Then the magaj and the mind will come right also. I'm doing it in the command of Allah. Every day to make the niyat. Then I am in nikah because I believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is the command of Allah. If I don't do it as a command of Allah, then we can understand the opposite. It's a command of my nafs, shaitan. I got involved in a relationship. And if it's a command of Allah, it's a command of Allah. And if I was involved, now make tawbah. So I do it because it's a command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is a mu'min. The difference between our nikah, if it's not done in the sunnah tariqah, as the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we can understand the opposite of it. If that's done correctly, then it will be done incorrectly. And we understand the theory. That we cannot do something incorrectly, break the command of Allah and Allah must see me right. I break the command of Allah and Allah must keep me happy. Must break the command of Allah and Allah must give me barakah. To fulfill the command of Allah is very easy. To submit to Allah. Allah has given the mind. The mind has great power in it. Great power. Person says, I can't comply. Can't conform. Can't fulfill the command of Allah. He says, just as the himmat and courage you have to break the command of Allah, we have double the courage to obey Allah. Knowing that you will be taken to a task, you might get caught for the guna. But then to a person engages in a haram activity, he must understand he has even more courage to fulfill the command of Allah. Has to muster up the courage. So when it comes to nikah also, my dear brothers, daily intention has to be made. This is a command of Allah. And I will treat my wife according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Making nikah, ya light is your command. Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata, falyatazawwaj. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam addressed the young men of the ummah. Man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata. Those of you that have the ability to get married, the qaza, demand is there, the need is there. But before nikah also, one is just to have financial means. But more importantly, spiritually, am I ready? Ulama explained this also in fiqh kitabs. When is farz to get married? When is wajib to get married? When is mustahab?
or permissible to get married, when is makruh to get married, when is haram to get married. If you have an anger problem, they say you can't get married, haram. You'll abuse your wife. Well, sort your anger out. Understand how to fulfill the command of Allah. Just like business also. Don't know how to do business, I'll get involved in interest and riba. Go learn first. Go learn first how to look after a mu'mina, a believer. Because it's a responsibility. As our elder Sayyidina Ibrahim Sahib says, that what is deen? Deen is a summary of zimedari and responsibilities. I'm taking all responsibility into my life. How do I fulfill the responsibility of taking this girl into my nikah and marriage? وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Allah Ta'ala says, treat her kindly. Treat her kindly as if Allah Ta'ala has become the advocate of the masturat and the women of the ummah, that treat them kindly because I know how I designed them. From your crooked rib. Zaki Makhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say that you supplied the goods, whatever quality it may be, she was made from your crooked rib, now live with it. Look after it. Don't abuse. Don't swear. Don't be harsh. She's uprooted herself to come into my home. I haven't made any sacrifice. This is iman. Therefore the young man, and many of us that are married, what am I in nikah for? If already I'm 45, 50, remember the average age of the ummah between 60 to 70. Ulama say take it to be 63 is your cutoff point. 63. Whatever I can do till then, I have to do for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Every day after is bonus. So in this period of time, in nikah there's two things, mawaddat and rahmat. If I haven't made the intention that I got married to my wife because I'm a believer. I believe in Allah, it is a command of Allah, fulfill the command of Allah, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If I'm not doing it that way, I haven't made that intention, then in the beginning of nikah, there should be mawaddat, there should be love. Allah creates the love. What kind of love? Today we have different types of loves that we picked up in society, community, internet, in the airwaves and everything. What is muhabbat? For that we have to go back to the sunnah. Go back to our seniors and see what is muhabbat, what is love for a person's wife, for their family. Ulama explain a very delicate point. Very delicate point. They say when it comes to the wife and children and parents and makhluq, give muhabbat, love, time and respect. Give love, display love, compassion, give time and respect for the parents. But the heart, give only to Allah. The heart, give only to Allah. Allah created the heart. Only Allah can keep the heart happy 24/7. No matter how much you may love your children, it's impossible, your wife also, parents, to keep you happy 24/7. Impossible. Makhluk is naqis. Creation of Allah is deficient. I can't even do that to my wife also. Who to give the heart to Allah? When the heart is given to the children, given to the wife, given to parents, given to the makhluk, the heart will break. The heart will break. Because it wasn't iman. I didn't learn the lesson of iman. I'm doing this in the command of Allah. Ya Allah, how much love do I give? Do I give my heart? The heart will break. It will crack open. Depression will set in. Allah will test you. The taqaza, demand of iman. That amanna wahum la yuftanun. Allah says, they say they believe in me and they won't be tested. I will test them. Bishay min al-khawfi wal-ju'i wa naqsi min al-almal wal-anfus. I will test them. Heart is given to the child. And because of that, innama walukum awladukum fitna. Allah says, your wealth and your children are a test for you. A person is tested sometime with the child. He's given everything to the child. Allah Ta'ala tests him. Allah Ta'ala takes his kabid away. Allah Ta'ala takes his jigger away. The liver, the apple of his eye, heart is cracked. There's no zeal to live anymore. Then the question is, who am I living for? What is iman? The heart must pump in the love of Allah. Ya Allah, you gave me my wife, this is an amanat. Ya Allah, you gave me my child, this is an amanat. It's a trust. How do I fulfill this trust? What is iman? I want the best education for my children. The best education for my child is dini education. Is dini education. And look at the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That what is necessary for man, Allah has made it freely available, or almost freely available. We can understand when it comes just to the fees only, madrasa and school. Madrasa almost freely available, if not free. Allah knows the demand. This is the best education. So what you need for iman, Allah Ta'ala has made it freely available. So to come into nikah with the niyat of Allah, this is iman. Fulfilling the command of Allah. But Ilyas ibn Rahimullah used to say, under the third point, ilm and dhikr, he would say, what is dhikr? Remembrance of Allah. He said, to be conscious of my Allah every moment of my life. To be conscious of Allah. Allah is looking at me. Allah is hearing me. Me Allah ka banda hu 24 ghanta. I'm in the sleep of Allah 24 hours. When I make nikah also, I'm making nikah as a slave of Allah. I come together with my wife in the muhabbat of Allah, in the command of Allah, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now when the call will come from Allah, Sayyid Hayya ala salah, because I made nikah in the command of Allah, for the love of Allah, in the consciousness of Allah, then Allah will call me, and I will be ready to fulfill the command of Allah and leave my wife also. Like Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, newly wed, just spent a few nights with his wife. This was iman, young man, vigor. See, abhi jawani hai. He's still a young man. He's got the energy, the strength. Young, beautiful sahabiya, they're married. And just for us to understand, ulama say, intimate moment, intimacy with one's wife, the enjoyment, the sweetness is a ni'mat of Allah, which Allah Ta'ala has given from Jannat to enjoy here and take back to Jannat. He's at that moment, just fulfilling his desires right now with his halal wife. And just to understand, this is iman. We came together in the name of Allah, we'll depart in the name of Allah. The call came whether for salah, whether to strive in the path of Allah, fulfill the command of Allah. This fulfills his desire right now. And then he hears the call. Ya khair Allah irkabi, ila thawabi Allah faragabi. O horseman of Allah, mount your horses. O horseman of Allah, mount your horses. And give your life for the reward of Allah. Just for us to understand, the young man at that moment just fulfills his desires, something catches the ear. There's a call right now. We can imagine the eye contact with his young wife who just married a few nights only. And by gesture, she might have just told him, the taqaza aa gaya, jao. Go, my husband, Allah has called. Picks up his sword in his armor, jumps onto his conveyance in the battle of Uhud, never to return. Never to return. This was iman. This was iman. We came together in the love of Allah, we'll depart in the love of Allah. Never to return. Didn't even have the time to take the ghusl of janabat also. When Nabi Ali salatu wasalam says, we'll look for the body of Hanzala radiallahu anhu. Sahaba ikram go to pick the body up. There's water dripping from the body of Nabi of Allah. The body is wet. How can this happen? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, and he inquires, something must have happened before this. Then they find out and they ask. Hanzala left the hot bed to jump onto his horse to fulfill the call of Allah. And out of his ikram and out of the honor for him, didn't have the time to make ghusl janabat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the pure angels, go and give my Hanzala ghusl before the makhluk gives him ghusl. Go and bathe him. This was in iman. Allah has given us a beautiful deen like this, my dear brothers. If only we find that iman, as they say, agar kapra chahe, تو قبروں والوں کے پاس جاؤ. اگر مٹھائی چاہے تو مٹھائی والوں کے پاس جاؤ. If you want clothing, you want material, go to the material shop. You want mithai, sweet meat, go to the sweet meat shop. If you want iman, where do I go? I go in the path of Allah. To learn iman. And among the niyats ulama say to make nikah, is that I have a responsibility for deen, to bring deen into my life. And have I taken someone into my life, it is my responsibility to bring deen into her life. I have a responsibility to deen to come into my life and take to entire humanity. And only to them, ulama say, we are mukallaf, obligated to take deen to the four corners of the world, to men, women and children. Allah's command, you can't go to the women. Ya Allah, I will use my wife as my support and teach her deen, for her to take deen to the ladies of the world. That is the nikah in the muhabbat of Allah. That is the nikah upon iman. That we will get together on iman, we will depart on iman. Ya Allah Ta'ala, bless this nikah. Give us the reality of nikah. Allah Ta'ala, give us the niyas every day that we renew them. Why are we together? In the beginning there's mawaddat and the love, in the end there's the rahmat and mercy. If after 45, 50, I'm still getting irritated with my wife, it looks I haven't made the correct niyat as yet. By now the rahmat should kick in right now. Have mercy, I know my wife. I know her habits already. She knows me. We are both together in the love of Allah. Now we are making a qabr together. We're not building homes, we're building our qabr, decorating it, putting the furniture in there, the bedding in there, the lighting in there, the carpet in there. We're doing everything now, we're designing our qabr now, our final abode. And we're teaching our children and grandchildren also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. Nikah parties are requested to come forward, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nikah of by Muhammad Varyawa to Sister Shahnaz Timol. Representative of the bride, Haji Yunus Ghulam Hussain Timol, with the father of the mayor has been specified, already given. As she has given permission for a nikah to be made for Hafiz Muhammad, inshallah. Can I perform the nikah? Permission. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد بريوا I hand over to your nikah Shahnaz Timol to the representation of her father Haji Yunus Ghulam Hussain Timol for the dowry of jewelry. Have you accepted Shahnaz as your wife? Say, قَبِلْتُهَا وَنَكَحْتُهَا I've accepted her as my wife. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَكَ بَارَكَ عَلَيْكَ وَجَمَعَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَا فِي خَيْرٍ الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين accept this nikah may Allah يا الله grant this nikah محبت and love and understanding with إيمان تقوى أعمال صالحة يا الله fill the homes with دعوة تعليم and تعلم ذكر عبادة and خدمة يا الله accept their lives with the خدمة of دين grant them the best of this worldly life and آخرت grant them your pleasure O Kareem Rahim Allah pious normal offspring O Kareem Rahim Allah that will be asset to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bless all our nikahs with muhabbat and love and understanding save us from broken homes save our children and progeny from broken homes grant muhabbat in your muhabbat O May Allah give us the correct intentions O Kareem Rahim Allah O May Allah make our homes like the homes of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum make our wives and us like Sahaba radiyallahu anhum make our children like the children of Sahaba O May Allah where iman came first a'mal came first Ya Allah, your deen came first in their lives, O May Allah. Once again, Ya Allah, revive that mahol environment that was prevalent in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam in Madinatul Munawwara. That prevailing in the world, O Kareem Rahim Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين